Maintaining a clean environment is critical to preventing norovirus infections. Toilet facilities should be regularly cleaned as a precaution against likely viral contamination. In some cases, there are events such as vomiting and the presence of diarrhea in a bathroom that require special cleaning and disinfection efforts. In the case of a bathroom or vomiting incident, cleaning should begin with removal of physical contamination and be followed by disinfection. In the case of vomiting, cleaning and disinfection should occur immediately after the vomiting incident. During cleaning, viral particles may be transferred to the employee cleaning the area, and these small amounts can be enough to spread the virus within the facility. For this reason, facilities should have a standard plan for managing in-house vomiting incidents, including proper employee training. For example, employees cleaning infectious materials should wear disposable covering, including gloves and aprons, during cleaning. Currently, bleach is recommended by the CDC for surface inactivation against norovirus. To disinfect hard surfaces, the recommended concentration is 1,000 parts per million, or ppm, to 5,000 ppm. That is, 5 to 25 tablespoons of household bleach per gallon of water. Chlorine applied for 5 to 20 minutes at this concentration consistently provides a greater than 3-log reduction in surrogate viral infectivity. As stated before, disinfection procedures should be preceded by an initial cleaning step to remove visible organic matter because organic matter reduces the efficacy of bleach. Results of work using agents other than bleach are inconclusive. For example, some research has shown efficacy for ethanol, while other studies fail to support this finding. This calls into question the efficacy of alcohol-based hand sanitizers, which have not been proven to be an effective means of controlling norovirus and should therefore not be used in place of proper hand washing. Quaternary ammonium compounds have not been found to be effective. Likewise, triclosan and chlorhexidine are relatively ineffective. Ultraviolet, UV, light has shown promise in inactivating the virus on non-living surfaces, but more validation work is needed before conclusions on its efficacy are reached. In summary, very few agents or treatments have consistently shown significant reductions of norovirus concentrations when used to decontaminate surfaces.